Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats and the best prices. Cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Notorious. It is time now for the Blitz. We take you around the league for the latest hot-button issues, and we're going to start with Tanya Ganguly for ESPN.com in Houston. Tanya, welcome to CBD. And now that the Big Three quarterbacks have had their pro days, in your opinion, how do the Texans rank them?
Well, I don't know that the pro days have a lot to do with how they rank them. I mean, the primary thing that the Texans want to see is the film, and they want to talk to them, and they want to kind of get a sense of what they're like mentally, because intelligence is a really important factor in what Bill O'Brien looks for in a quarterback.
Tanya, do you think the Texans would be more inclined to take someone other than a quarterback at number one?
That's tough to say right now. I think, it does seem like they're not totally enamored with any of them, but that could change as they have their meetings with them and as they sit down and talk to these guys. But, you know, there are a lot of intriguing options outside the quarterback position. I think everyone's assuming it's either Clowney or a quarterback, and I don't think the Texans are seeing it that way.
How are the fans seeing it in Houston? Are they just all obsessed with John Football? Who do they want the team to take?
Johnny Football is a big deal here. We're only about 90 minutes away from Texas A&M. There are a lot of A&M fans here, a lot of people who are really excited by his college career and are excited at the prospect of him playing for their NFL team. But I think there's a little bit of that. I think there's a little bit of people want to see Clowney here. Fans always want a big name, so, you know, that's always going to be tied to their opinion.
Tanya, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
No problem.
To Washington we go now. John Keim from the Washington Post. Welcome to CBD, John. And what's the latest that you have right now on the DeSean Jackson talks?
Well, first, I have to correct one thing with ESPN now.
I'm sorry, you're right. ESPN in Washington.
Okay, but still says Washington Post, but that's okay. Anyway, on the DeSean Jackson situation, he's still here meeting with Redskins officials. I mean, various reports have been coming out that he's agreed to a deal. I have not heard that. I certainly think signs are pointing that way. I know there's optimism by some people who have been around DeSean Jackson over the last couple of days that this is where he'll end up, but I have not received any sort of confirmation that he has agreed to a deal yet.
John, we know about the talent DeSean Jackson brings to the team. What's the biggest concern about potentially bringing him into the Redskins?
Well, clearly the biggest concern would be the character issues, and I'm not talking about any sort of affiliations or anything like that. It's the work ethic. It's showing up late for meetings. It's not being the sort of guy you want in the locker room, and it's being the sort of guy that got him basically booted out of Philadelphia. However, the Redskins, and, you know, then you're pairing that with the first-time head coach in Jay Gruden, and, you know, the Redskins have not shown that they have the sort of strong organization that can withstand such players. But it's funny because every coach I talk to, whether it's here or somewhere else, their first and their primary focus with Jackson is the talent. And that, you know, you sometimes make exceptions for guys like this because of that talent. And so, but I definitely the off-field concerns, the work ethic concerns would be my biggest issue.
The Redskins sign free agent safety from the Steelers, Ryan Clark. How much of a help can this 34-year-old veteran who was thought to have lost the step while he was with the Steelers last season, John, be for the Redskins this year?
Well, I think he can be a help in a few ways, and there are a couple of things for perspective. With Pittsburgh, he may have lost a step. The safeties here didn't have any steps to begin with, and so that's been a problem. So I think he may be, and I don't know what he has left, but what I know about Ryan Clark from having covered him years ago when he was here is that he's a terrific leader. And I think what they're hoping is that he can give them one solid year and that he can kind of help them build a bridge to the next safety for 2015 and help groom him. Also, I think if you're going to sign a guy like Jackson, I think you want to bolster that locker room leadership, and I think Clark helps them in that area. And just little things like, I think they had some issues last year getting, you know, certain guys to line up properly. I think they need an element of toughness from that position that they haven't had. And I think Clark brings that. So there are a lot of subtleties that he brings. Whether he can still play or not or how well he can play, I don't know. But he brings those intangibles that they need.
John, appreciate it very much. Final stop now here for us on the Blitz. Let's bring in Teresa Walker from the AP in Tennessee. Teresa, what is the latest on Chris Johnson? Is he staying? Is he leaving? What's his future hold with the Tennessee Titans?
Well, it's kind of in a to-be-determined mode. Right now the Titans are talking about how they're in no hurry whatsoever to make a decision. There's no timeline for Chris Johnson this year. His salary of $8 million is not guaranteed until the first week of the season. So they have no reason to hurry or anything. You know, try to see if maybe somebody decides that they want to trade for him. But, you know, hey, they start off-season workouts on Monday. Ken Wisenhunt, you know, they last we heard, they hadn't talked. But Chris Johnson tweeted yesterday, hey, I'm under contract with the Titans. He's planning to show up Monday, and, you know, maybe that forces them to make a move sooner, or maybe they just wait and see what they've got in them and just take their time. But they are in no hurry at this point to make a move.
Teresa, if he does end up leaving Tennessee, where do you see Chris Johnson likely ending up?
Well, there's some chatter that maybe the Jets are interested, but, you know, hey, who would have thought that Maurice Jones-Drew would suddenly be with the Raiders? So, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of people that still see Chris Johnson as that home run hitter. You know, I think there's maybe teams that don't want to talk about trading for him because, you know, let's face it, you know, unless somebody ponies up, it's going to be easy maybe to get him for your own deal. I think if they release him, then suddenly I think we'll see a few more teams interested in him.
And finally, if Chris Johnson goes, Sean Green is there. How do the Tennessee Titans go about replacing him? Will it be Green? Will they look to the draft to bring in a rookie?
Well, definitely probably adding a rookie in the draft, but they also signed Dexter McCluster, and they say they see him as a running back, maybe a little bit more than receiver, which is where he excelled last year in the slot for Kansas City. So they're going to be doing it by committee. They will be adding a rookie.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We just did the NFL Blitz for you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we return, The Miz, WWE superstar, Parma native, Cleveland Brown fanatic, will join us live from New Orleans, the site of WrestleMania 30 this Sunday. That's coming up next.